We're on it. Oh, wait. Can you hear me? Well, that's good enough. The sunny side. How are you? Welcome. It's 23 minutes past 12 on the clock. It's a very beautiful day, and I hope you're well. The sun rises here. We're 99.3, and this is Nigeria Info. Another day in our work week. All right. And we are trying to follow the patterns, the storylines, follow the labyrinth. You would find that when it comes to Nigerian politics, pitfalls, loopholes, and sometimes you think you know it, and then the shocker happens. Okay, so, well, there's been speculations. Initially, it was speculations, and then pictures started to surface. I'm referring to the situation around the CBN governor. Well, off of yesterday's conversation, I did ask you on the show yesterday, how do you judge a man when his past comes to light? And I wanted a focus to be primarily on Nigerian politicians, and we kind of referenced a sitting governor whose, I don't know, past from 1986 came to light by a group of Nigerians who thought, considering his past, he shouldn't be a leader, at least not any longer. Well, we're going to actually extend our consideration from off of yesterday's topic into today. We're extending today's topic into yesterday's consideration. But this time, I'm going to kind of restructure the topic. And I'm asking you, of course, how do you judge a man when his political simming secrets come to light? I want to share with you what's been reported by the Punch newspaper. The Nigerian Bar Association and civil rights groups on Monday warned that the Central Bank of Nigeria governor, Mr. Godwin Emefiele's involvement in politics was threatening the 2023 elections. They also said his membership of the All Progressive Congress, that's the APC, had eroded the credibility of the Apex Bank, where sensitive materials are kept during elections. All right, so I want you to dwell on that for a minute. It's reported that Emefiele's APC membership and his failure to resign while allegedly plotting to contest the 2023 elections or presidency is now the conversation. And you know how it is where something like that comes to light. Everyone has an opinion, and I haven't gotten your opinion yet. So, considering what we discussed yesterday, you can actually judge him differently. You can say, as a Nigerian with rights, he has a right to contest for office. But as a Nigerian who's a sitting governor of the CBN, he is supposed to be apolitical. And now that it would appear that he has an interest in politics, do you think, you know, election materials should be with the CBN at this point? It's a necessary conversation to have because, one, now, you know, politics, the lines are drawn and you must pick a party you're choosing to belong to. You play the game, hopefully you win. And when you're expected to be neutral, to have no involvements whatsoever with politics because of the sensitivity of your position, and somehow the public becomes aware of your interest in politics. Well, on Nigeria Info, we're trying to find out what Nigerians think. Now, INEC is saying that they might not send election materials over to the CBN. And I think for that sentence, the active word should be might. And our political process requires determined outcomes. We need to take determined decisions, followed determined paths, follow with intention now for a certain outcome. Because when we play this game of maybe more maybes, then it seems as though, because it's not specific, it can either be easily manipulated or manipulated and not in your favor. At least it'll be easy for you to accept a loss if the playing ground was fair, right? Okay, so talking about fairness and what has come to light, how do we judge the actions of the CBN governor? And in your opinion, do you think INEC should entrust into the CBN governor's care electoral materials? The Sunny Side, let's talk. The Sunny Side. We're Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello.
You'll do me the favor of turning off the volume of your radio set. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Yombe.
Thank you.
I'm calling from somewhere in Lagos.
Great. Go ahead.
Yeah, for the CBN governor, I have two issues with him.
Sure.
Number one, I have a problem with his... I feel there's some level of hypocrisy. He should come out straight. If he wants to contest, come out straight and let the world know that you want to contest. Stop all of all these back and forth. That's number one. Number two, CBN is an institution. MFLA is one man. There is a process whereby electoral materials are stored in CBN as an institution. The law cannot be changed because of one individual. In my opinion, MFLA should leave that position as CBN governor. Number one, because he has indicated his interest as a political party member, which is already obvious, he has no business being there as CBN governor because he already compromised.
Okay.
That's number one. And the INEC should not be talking about changing the status quo because of an individual. The individual should leave. Not changing it. Okay, if they have to change it, where are they going to put those materials? We are going to have to start looking for new locations to place those electoral materials.
That shouldn't be so hard, a search, because there are other institutions within the state that are equally as safe or competent where we can entrust election materials into.
Yes, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, the CBN is an institution. You start,
I get that.
You're not going to be in the business house. That's
okay. Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you a question, and this is to suggest that it's a consideration you haven't quite attempted, which is it possible that Emefiele, even though he has shown intentions, I'm going to be sharing his tweet in a moment, even though he's shown interest to some degree, yeah, is it possible that we cannot charge him with being, let's see now, being... partial. Yeah, partial.
The truth is,
he might not be partial. He might just really have an interest. And if you say no to him, he can resume the innocence of being neutral. So I think partial is the word. We cannot charge him with partiality, can we?
Yes, I agree with you. But what I'm saying is, for the fact that he has identified with a political party, I feel his business with CBN is done. He's done with CBN.
All right.
That is just the honest truth. His business is CBN is done. So
right.
He should be out of that place as we speak. And we should not be changing the status quo.
Yeah, I got
because
that.
Of one individual.
Yeah,
that's
I get
just
that.
What the point I'm trying to drive home. We shouldn't be changing the status quo because one he should be out of there as far as I'm concerned. But the fact he has identified, he's a registered member of the political party.
Yeah, established. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Now, there is a possibility that he can be impartial. Now, to what extent would then be debatable? But, yeah, when a man's political secrets come to light, how do you judge him? Specifically now, we're looking at what has played out the last few days. CBN governor, INEC, the public, electoral materials, the future of Nigeria 2023. Yeah. What say thee? Hi, how are you? Sir, I lost your makeup back. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you.
Thank you
for calling.
Yeah, afternoon. Honestly, sometimes I don't understand because CBN governor, I think if you are talking about the economy, is the eye of the economy anywhere in the world. He is the one that is printing currency. And again, I think the electoral act says you resign, but some people are saying 30 days to the election. Eventually, if he's going to contest, is going to be in CBN for another month, almost 1 year, you know, before he will resign.
No, hold on. You're saying two things. You're saying 1 month, and then you're saying almost a year.
No, what
are you saying he's going to remain in office?
A month before election.
Okay.
A month before election.
Okay.
That is what the act said. An election is coming up next year.
Yeah.
If I'm right.
Yeah.
And being a CBN governor, he has the right to freeze accounts, you know, monetary policy. He can do anything. But I don't understand, if you ask me, when most of the aspirants wants to contest, they met with Mr. President. Are you telling me the CBN governor did not inform Mr. President?
Wait. Let me see if I can help your memory. According to his tweet, he said farmers gifted him the ticket. They collectively put money together, bought him the ticket, and handed it over. And then social media really went crazy with, well, who are these farmers on one hand? Is the CBN governor contesting for office? And I think a few days ago, he came out and put out a tweet saying, well, thanks to the farmers who bought me the ticket, but I have to pray to God to intervene in this decision.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, no. I don't want to believe him, if you ask me.
Do you think he is impartial?
With due respect, Joyce, as a CBN governor, I expected the CBN governor to be working with Mr. President. And if farmers decided to come and purchase the phone for me,
I'm sorry, your line is breaking up. I didn't get your last sentence. What did you say?
He went to court of reason.
Yeah.
And the court ruled that there's nothing they can do, if I'm right.
Yeah.
So are you telling me before all this underneath, you know, procedure,
that he wasn't aware?
Underneath operation, you did not inform Mr. President that you're going to be dead.
So what's your point exactly? What's with the information? Do you suppose that the president is aware that he has intention to contest? Is that your submission?
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is, you know, the president is aware. I think the president take advice from elect. That is he right for somebody that is using a currency?
Okay, I'm sorry now. Pardon me. Your line isn't as clear as it was earlier. I'm going to ask that you please call back. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name? I'm with you. I can hear you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. I can hear you. Sorry, I lost you. Maybe you make it back the Sunny Side. How are you? The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
My name is Yemi.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Yemi, how do you judge this situation?
Yes, I just want to say that the question of impartiality does not arise because it's already bipartisan. Oh, it can no longer be bipartisan. It's already partisan. You know, it's already
joined. So you can't trust that he hasn't been tainted with the possibility of favoritism. Isn't it possible that, you know, you tell a child, take biscuit, and you know, the child, no, isn't it possible a child says, give me biscuit, and you say no, and the child is fine?
Well, the truth of the matter is that that's the story we're hearing from them, and I take it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah.
This fellow knows that he's going to contest. He wants to contest. From his body language, which is the regular, you know, terminology we use here, you know, it's obvious that he wants to contest.
Yeah.
And so the question of impartiality does not arise. It cannot be impartial. It cannot, if by
it cannot be a judge
already,
to be impartial.
Yeah, it cannot be impartial.
Yeah.
It will tilt towards his own political party, and that is definite. So, I mean, so he can no longer, he's no longer qualified to render, you know, that kind of service.
So now, INEC normally would have electoral materials at the CBN office. So what do you think at this point?
The gentleman should live there honorably in a more enlightened climate. That is exactly what he will uphold. He doesn't really need people to play with him. He has chosen to go into partisan politics. He leaves that place for another person that will be chosen accordingly.
Who is seemingly neutral.
Exactly. That's the word, neutral.
All right.
So that we can be sure what we are doing, you know.
Hopefully we know what we're doing. God,
yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Thank you very much for calling.
God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you too. Thank you very much for calling and have a good day. The Sunny Side, welcome to Nigeria Info. Tell me your name and do us all the favor of turning off the volume of your radio set. How are you? Can you hear us? Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Fine. What's your name?
My name is Godwin. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
Okay, so we have quite a number of things on our plate. Let's begin where you want to begin.
Yeah, I actually don't understand why this conversation is still going on. You know, the rules are already there.
Mm-hmm.
That he has to resign. And just like the first caller called, are we going to not change this rule because of one particular man?
No, wait. When you say he has to resign, under what conditions are you supposing he is supposed to resign? To run for president, right?
Okay.
No, I'm asking you. I'm following your thought. So I'm trying to gain clarity. Are you saying if he wants to run for president, he should resign?
He should resign.
Yeah, no, but the court has denied him the privilege, so he can remain governor, right?
So he should remain governor and still contest.
Well, I'm asking you. Now, can we charge him with partiality? Is it possible?
I also heard you that the material can as well be removed. So if they're not removed the material to another institution and it happens to another man's turn, maybe probably the next 4 years, so and maybe the head of that particular institution now is now also interested in switching like this now, are they now going to understand removing it again to another institution?
So what's your plan?
The thing is, they should follow the law. I don't know why you are still speaking. If the lawyers, the judge, they don't have.
Do you know what's interesting?
They should cancel the law. They should cancel the law and always seek public opinion in matters like this. Because I don't think.
Isn't this the public opinion I'm asking you about?
They'll go to the court, then they will come back to the public to seek opinion.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Thank you. The Sunny Side, how are you doing? Look, I think I would prefer that you were a little bit more patient with the analysis, because there are some nuances, and it seems as though if you miss a spot, then it could affect your final judgment. Remember that the law has always been there when the governor approached a court. There was stipulated rules, or there were stipulated rules, and then the governor decided, maybe the court can, to some degree, give me a legal reason to contest four presidents while still in office. And then, of course, I did share with you when the news broke that the court denied him that privilege. All right. Now, remember that materials usually would be at the CBN office. Should it still go there? The news is reporting that INEC say that they might have to have rearrangements, or at least reconsider an already ongoing arrangement. So in your view, how do you judge what has come out into the light as Nigerians looking forward to a new president in the year 2023? We're Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. How are you? I'm not sure. Hopefully you make it back. The sun is out. Hi.
Hello, Josh.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Francis from VI.
Welcome, Francis.
Yeah, Josh. In my own opinion, in this issue of central bank governor
and electoral materials, do you think electoral materials should go there? We don't know he's resigning. We don't think he would. And if he's not running for office, he might not resign.
Joyce, whether the electoral material goes there or not, we know how things play out in this country.
How does it play out?
You understand?
No, I don't.
They're just using the man to distract us.
How?
They're using that man to distract us from the real matter. You understand me? You know, in Nigeria, we are too reactive. With every little thing, we react and we forget the real thing.
Do me a favor.
Let us focus on who we are going to vote. Come to history. Forget God. Everybody is vying for the president of office of the president.
Hello, I have a... Sorry, I lost you. Can you hear me? Have I lost you? Yes, I have. I have a DeVoe here. I'm not sure where you're calling me from. Hello. Good afternoon to you, DeVoe. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. You know, there's what they call conflict of interest.
DeVoe, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from around.
All right. Sounds good then. All right. Go ahead.
There's what they call conflict of interest. Even before the CBN governor's issue with INEC, he has an issue with the banking institution.
Did he have an issue, or the people had an issue with him and the banking system?
He has an issue on both sides.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to as conflict of interest.
Okay.
In this instance, it's not the general public that should be judging the CBN governor. It's the president himself who literally should say, okay, because you have indicated interest, you cannot man that role. Like one of your earlier callers said, the institution is bigger than the personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad judgment against him, but you must understand that the spirit behind conflict of interest is the possibility of someone doing something that is not going to be in the interest of that institution or people. So like you asked, is he going to do anything to the ballot box? We don't know. You might not know. But you don't give room for that opportunity.
That was exactly the question. Exactly. How we judge it.
Yes. Yes. Which is why you, in best interest, you step down. It's a matter of character. It's a matter of high moral calling. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I must tell you that it's a little bit beyond just the CBN governor. CBN governor is just one case. The Section 82 or 84 that is presently being debated in court is speaking to appointed officers stepping down before the election. Even you don't need a court to interpret it. Anyone who is in a political office or an elected office, right? There's a tendency that he could choose, I said he could or she could choose to compromise their position to be of influential advantage to that election. It is not debatable. It is what we know. My problem is that as a country, we have allowed our government and our governors to get so compromised that we allow such instances to take place.
Mm-hmm.
Good moral character is not an option. It is what is expected. And if you cannot, it's just like you are sitting on the board of a company. Let me put it this way. I cannot be the CEO of brand A and be using the car of brand B. It just does not work. It's not even up for debate. And unfortunately, I hope Nigerians, the real image here is that you should be taking notes of the kind of individuals and characters that are vying for the top seats. If they can do this even before they get it, what kind of character do you think they will display when they get on that?
Absolutely.
Yes. What are you expecting from them? They're already showing you their full colors. We expect people to be of moral high standing if you ever expect to have any difference as a top man or the leader. So if we set the bar so low and you have some people crying and shouting, he will do better, he will do this. What are you expecting when they have shown you up front that they're not going to stand high on character? They won't do it. And I just wish we could concentrate on, how do I call it, other parties? Because the truth is, APC is only one party out of like 24. So if you don't like what they're doing in the APC, even though they're the ruling party, even though they're bigger than the rest, even though they have more money than the rest, it does not mean that it is by force that you as a citizen vote for them. Let's discuss those who actually are exhibiting moral high character. Let's discuss those. Let's give an example to the youth of those who are doing the right thing. Because the more we discuss those who do the wrong thing, Nigerians believe the scenario is hopeless. And the truth, Joyce, it's not hopeless. We do have options.
Sounds like a good point. Thank you very much for calling. I thoroughly do appreciate that. The Sunny Side, we're Nigeria Info. Well, I know that you understand the entire framework of the conversation, and I'm looking to hear what you have to say. So on Nigeria Info, let's talk. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon, my sister George.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling me. What's your name?
I'm Michael, my name from South by Town.
Good to have you here. Thank you. Go ahead.
The last caller just hit the nail on the head.
So
that was a beautiful submission.
Yeah.
You see, Abby, my sister, it's unfortunate that in this part of the world, in this our climb, we concentrate more on strong men rather than strong institutions. There is no way we can be shifting the goalposts just because of one man. The laws are there. The act that set up CBN is there. I've been sure from the very moment it was unraveled that this man is now political. He's now partisan. He's a card-carrying member of a particular political party. Of course, there has been compromises. Don't forget, this is the head of our treasury.
Yeah.
There has been very, very intricate and delicate decisions that has been taken monetarily,
yeah,
both past and recently. How are we sure there were no conflict of interest? Like the last caller rightly mentioned, it's all about moral character. This issue shouldn't even come up in the first place.
Unfortunately, here we are.
It's not supposed to be up for debate. In similar clients, it's not supposed to be up for debate.
Well, don't...
And it comes...
But so here is the thing. I think I understand where you're coming from, but do you understand why this is a conversation?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. You're doing a wonderful job. And it calls to question, we have to challenge the character of the kind of people who are vying for the most exalted office in the land. Because we have ministers who are also in this same imbroglio.
Yeah.
Don't forget that the moment they pick up this form, they've indicated their interest. From the moment they picked up the form to the time of the election, automatically they become lame ducks. They become lame ducks. That ministry, that institution starts suffering.
Mm.
And nobody is checkmating nobody. It's just like a roller coaster ride on autopilot. We can't continue, like the last caller rightly pointed out, we cannot be pointing at the two major political parties that are doing the wrong thing and showing the wrong examples. There are men of impeccable character.
So first of all,
integrity.
Yeah.
In other parties.
And
we need to look up to those people as role models.
Okay.
Before the emergence of the form, whether the rice farmers or I don't care, whatever farming association that bought the form,
yeah.
For the mere fact that this man was already a card-carrying member, for me, he has been disqualified.
Disqualified as governor?
He should step down, yes, as governor of the CBN. This is a strong institution. This is our treasury for crying out.
Okay.
You should step down.
Now, pardon me, I wanted to find out, because I like your thoughts, but I want to find out what the conclusion might be. So I must ask you this again. INEC is saying through its press secretary that it's taking notice of the latest decision, and it added that it might move ballot papers from the CBN vault.
Again, that is the problem, my sister.
Yeah.
Why must we move the ballot box because of one man?
So you think one person should move and it shouldn't be the ballot papers?
The one man should move. We should be building our institutions, not individuals. If we move it to another institution and that institution decides to express its interest, what happens?
Yeah.
Like one other caller said, we'll move the mic to another place. How did we get here?
Well,
how did we get here?
We're not sure, but here we are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Let's talk. Hi, how are you?
Good
afternoon to you. We're Nigeria Info. And what's your name? Can you hear me? We're on Nigeria Info. What's your name? Hello, my friend. Well, it does quite appear I cannot hear you anymore. You have to call back then. The sunny side, how are you?
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Welcome. What's your name?
This is Mr. Frank.
Good. So?
Joyce. Somebody cannot collect your thing.
Huh?
And the same time, the same person is still helping you to look for that thing. So can you see that thing?
What does that mean? How would that apply?
Yes, I collected your phone now. I thief your phone. You tell me that you are looking for your phone. No? I say, hey, how did you go? Where did you put it? And I'm searching for that phone. And I'm the one holding it.
So can what has been phone? Stolen and who's searching for us? Or who's searching for me?
I don't know if you get that phrase.
I mean, I think I understand your import, but I don't understand how it would apply to the conversation.
Let me come, you will understand me. The CBN governor is an APC member now.
Since 2021.
Hey. Now, let me come again. If you are going out with your younger sister,
oh,
and
God.
Somebody's beating her... And you have your money in the one hand.
Yeah.
And you have a weapon in the other hand. Can you allow that person to go free?
No.
Either you use your money and your weapon and make sure you help your sister and beat that person.
Okay.
PDM governor cannot be there as an APC member. And the PDP and other parties will be contesting. Him will use all the last blood he has to support APC to win.
Are you saying at this point we cannot judge him to be neutral?
That trust we have on him before
is gone.
To be neutral has been buried.
All right.
So there is no trust again.
All right.
It's not by telling him now to stay or to resign. Or no, for us to say, let us remove the INEC properties from CBN, Central Bank office. The main thing we're supposed to do is, this man, you have to leave the entire premises in within 24 hours.
All right.
So if you leave there, we can then know who else to put there, because if you put it another place, where did you know the mindset of that person?
All right. I
even
get...
the IMEC chairman, there is a rumor that he wanted to contest. When you tweeted that it's a lie, the IMEC chairman is also supposed to resign.
All right.
Because if we leave these people, we will still remain
where we are. All right, thank you.
And the FCC entirely doesn't right. know how to rule. They don't have what it takes to rule. And if you watch all the whole ministers now, all of them have bought this ticket.
We'll be right back. Off on a break. Don't go anywhere. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. All right, now I'm trying to find out what your judgment is of the situation that's now in the news and has been in the news for quite a number of days. I think I appreciate your rage as far as this conversation, but I also think it's necessary that Nigerians collectively have one voice. But for you to be in unison, it's that you also share the same conviction, your truth is similar and rooted in the same philosophy. And the only way you can actually attain that or attain to that is that conversations as this are brought to the fore and you hear other people's opinions and you see where you agree or disagree. I want to share with you a headline, and it's necessary because I was curious as to who the farmers were. Someone did put out a tweet in saying that Emefiele has to help the public understand who the farmers are. A Guardian journalist put out a news report from September 2021, and I will just share with you the necessary headline just to give your imagination some scope. One pointer is Kaduna farmers repay less than 50%. 80% of Kano farmers yet to pay. Rifan is saying that they will take farmers to court. And I think Rifan is an institution that gives loans to farmers. Some farmers see loan as national cake. Kebi set up a recovery committee and it has been to no avail. So basically, The Guardian reporting that the loans given to farmers pretty much has been difficult to recover. But it would be that farmers have rated politics over farming. Well, at least that's a first wild suggestion. We're going to go off on a break when we come back. That and more submissions in your hearing. And I'm here to collect your opinion. Let's see where we take this to as far as reaching a general conclusion. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My phone line's been ringing since the news been on. Well, it's good to have you back. 0700-993-993-993 or... Do I say you never left? Exactly, you never left. And this particular line, 01465-7190, a line dedicated to women in society. We love for you to have it a whole lot easier when you try to call in. We're Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. It's 4 minutes past 1 p.m. on the clock. Okay, so how do you judge a man when his political secrets come to light? So here again is why this is a necessary conversation. We do not know, and we don't think so, at least that's a fair assumption, think that the governor would be resigning since he would no longer be running for office of president. So I thought, well, there's this nuanced situation here, and as nuanced as it is, it's a determinant, or at least I'm persuaded by it being a determinant come 2023. Having electoral materials at the CBN, you might not think much of it, or you don't. Let's find out. The Sunny Side. Hello, my friend, good afternoon to you. How are you? Nigeria, welcome. What's your name? Yeah, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Charles, calling from Apapa.
Thank you for calling, Charles. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, the CBN governor, you know, being in that position, he's not supposed to contest for any political position.
He had a desire.
Yes, yes, but, you know, holding such position, he's not supposed to be contesting for that.
Okay, but we don't have that reality anymore. We have a different reality. So what do you think?
Secondly, like INEC putting the materials with the CBN governor, no, and him belonging to a political party, no, is not quite good enough.
When you say it's not good enough, exactly what would that mean?
No, he's belonging to a political party like the APC.
So isn't it possible that he is not... I've been trying to avoid using the word corrupt, but yeah, maybe we should. You know, like, isn't it possible that there's something impartial about him? It's possible that he had a desire to contest and APC was a fair platform to run on, and then the court says no, and he's like, all right, fine. I'll be fair from here on. I can be apolitical again.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, he's not supposed to keep the, you know, I think they're not supposed to trust him with their materials again.
Why can't they trust him?
Because he belongs to a political party now, the APC.
So it's not possible that he is without spot or blemish.
So what is it?
It's not possible he's without spots or blemish.
No.
All right, got that. Well, he might be without spots, but a little blemishes. The sunny side. How are you?
Yes, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Chris.
It's good to have you. The volume of your radio set.
Thank you, my sister. The INEC man, I think he wants to do a good job.
Okay.
And thank God that this thing is open now. This is basically whatever to see. If you remove him from office, Joy. We're in trouble because his voice are still there. He can be outside the system and give them instruction what to do. Joyce, assuming when the vice president was acting, do you think that guy will still remain there?
I don't know. I don't know.
People have been complaining and the president keep quiet. This is a donkey attitude that these people are giving to Nigerians. It's a big slap to Russell.
So wait, if you're even saying even if he leaves tomorrow, we're still in trouble?
Yes, because his voice are there. He'll give instruction to them what to do. So the best thing, I think INEC man should find out alternative.
Oh, like move documents? Move. Like move it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because even if they drop MFLE, these guys are not honest. They will play that game, I'm telling you.
All right,
let's... If just want to come back, by all means.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody hear that caller? Anybody thinks that he might have just unraveled another perspective? The sunny side, Nigeria Info. Hi, how are you?
Oh, thank God you picked my call now.
Lady.
He's picking if you make calls.
This one you called today. This one you called today.
I've called now.
This one
I've been calling. This is Joy. I called yesterday.
Okay. Nice to have you here.
Okay.
Welcome.
Joy. The CBN governor is partisan, and the kind of position he's holding, that institution, you don't need to be...
Have I lost you?
No, I'm there.
Okay,
I'm there.
Okay,
so I said the CBN governor, MFLA, is partisan as we speak now, because...
Lost you. Hopefully you make it back. The sunny side, how are you? I'm not sure why, but you're going to have to try again. The sunny side, how are you? Hello. You're not home. Nigeria Info. Is it possible that he is without corruption? Corruption in this instance would mean he can still be fair and not be judged as partial. Hi. How are you? The volume of your radio set. Welcome. What's your name? Oh, I'm sorry. The volume of your radio said, remember that. The sunny side.
Joy.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Nimura.
What's your name?
Good afternoon. Kensley from Ecuador.
Thank you for calling.
Joy.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask you this question, but I know you're giving the answer. How do we get here? I don't even expect the answer from you, Joy, because... We are just in the middle of the blue sea. Going back is not easy. Going front is not easy.
Going forward should be easy.
I understand, Joy. Technically, what you are saying is true. But can we practice this, Joy?
Are we damned?
Yeah, basically you just can it all. You just can it all, Joy. That's why I love listening to you very well, because you know how to pick out the most important thing that is happening to us. But we as a human being, are we seeing it like as you are seeing it? That is the problem. I don't want to mention where you come from. Maybe would that be the reason you are like this? Saying the facts. So let me go back to the business, Joy. Hello?
We're with you.
Yeah, okay. You know, Emefiele is being appointed by somebody. I think I'm on the right track.
Appointed by someone? Okay, yeah. As a Sibian gov... Go ahead, can you hear me? Hello? Have I lost you? I apologize. I'm not sure what happened. The Sunnyside Nigeria Info. Okay, so, well, look, I have to quickly go to WhatsApp and then be back again in your hearing. We're ready?
Yes, we're ready. It's a very long message, but let's go. It says, hello, Joyce. There is an old Chinese saying that says, the past makes us who we are, and this quote ends with, so don't make it your burden. This assertion, which I hold to be true, recognizes our human frailty and the fact that we each are on a journey to self-discovery. There's a place of restitution and there's a place of reformation, just as there's a place of recidivism and that of recalcitrance. No saint is even the same forever, and no sinner remains unchanged. He is at least evolved in his craft. Given a different...
Wait. Who evolved in his craft? What does that even mean?
No saint is ever the same forever, and no sinner remains unchanged. He is at least evolved in his craft.
Okay. He evolved in his craft.
Yes.
That isn't a compliment, by the way.
Go ahead. It says, given a different time, place, and circumstances, anyone can become anything. Our hypocritical minds, however, have a way of rationalizing when it comes to God and his readiness to forgive us. We become ash and take a stoic position when it comes to using the same standard of our fellow men. As much as forgiveness is on the table, those who are called to lead must be above certain frailties. I tire for Nigeria, Sha. Mike from Yaba.
Thank you very much, Mike. And I think I like your position. I like the way you constructed your opinion. And I cannot disagree with that submission, really. I feel like Nigerians sometimes have too... And which is something you were trying to also highlight. Nigerians have two meters by which they measure when, where, who, and how. And there is difficulty sometimes in judging something. And that's why yesterday's topic needed you to look a little closer at the tiny details of what might be, for example, as it was yesterday, someone's past, their present, and how that can be, for example, a determinant, if it is at all a determinant. So here we are, and so far the contributions have been phenomenal. We need to determine whether INEC, who are now saying they might move electoral materials, need to, beyond might, give us something a little bit more concrete, something more specific. Because what I'm asking from you is what we're hoping that INEC would ask itself or expect from itself. Like, it has to be specific. So if you think, so remember that he would no longer be running for president as a sitting CBN governor. And then how that would appeal to you is your qualms, right? But INEC material, should it remain at the CBN office or not? Let's find out. How are you? Good afternoon. What's your name? Make it back. The Sunnyside Nigeria Info. How are you? Hello, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Look, I think the phone lines, I'm not sure, but please try again. I cannot hear some of you, and I'm not even sure why. Hi,
good afternoon.
Welcome, Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Olamilekan. Choice, you are doing a very fantastic job.
Thank you.
I've been trying to reach you this way. This is my first time of calling to your phone.
First time calling. Thank you.
Yeah, well done. My own take is that... There is rule and law of governing all the institutions in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a sense that, okay, for you to be a governor of CBN, you are not supposed to be on or involved in any political, just like INEC chairman.
Yeah.
INEC, yes. So you cannot tell me that any chairman is trying to purchase a form to be a president or something. It's not possible. So for him to even come out that he's going, that he's even dragging them to court to go and find out whether
he qualifies.
To,
yeah.
You understand? That means he has interest. He has interest in him to be a president. So number one, he's supposed to be charged to court.
Uh-oh.
And he's holding a party card.
Yeah.
Since 2021 or so.
2021.
That means it's conflict already. I don't know what he's doing there. So Nigeria is supposed to until when we start to use law to judge ourselves, not that we'll just be rubbing powder on our faces.
Good.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Do you understand? Yes. They need to just charge him to court immediately. That's number one. Number two is that INEC is an institution. I don't know why INEC is keeping their materials in central bank. Why can't they keep the material in their own custody? Or they don't have the facility to keep it?
So, well, there's a reason. It's supposed to be at the CBN under whatever legal reasons.
That law is supposed to be there.
Yeah, that's why they have all agreed the documents should be.
Okay, fine. Maybe they should be fired. And maybe they should be fired immediately. And anybody that they see that is having connection with him within the CBN, they should fire them all.
Now, that's the thing. All. So a caller earlier on said that even if you fire Emefiele, he has boys on ground who are going to do his bidding, for example. Now, how many people are you going to fire? All staff members?
That's what I'm saying. Until we start to do things in a normal, in an appropriate way in this country.
So hold on
when
a second.
President do wrong thing.
Yeah.
When president do wrong thing, and we use the law to attack him, and he face the law squarely, we will not. That is when the Nigeria will go to. We will be a better country. You know that somebody. Okay, now for example, now, Godwin Emefiele go to court last week, and last week the court sit on his letter or something, and see the process. It's very very fast. Tell me, if I have any issue with court, they will just be dragging it on years.
Oh, the process came out real quick, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So, I don't understand.
All right.
If there's any problem in any institution in Nigeria, let them handle it the way they're supposed to handle it.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much for calling.
Well
I do
done,
appreciate
well
Someone sent me a message saying that, Joyce, the very fact that Emefiele charged... you know, went to court is not happening. So I guess the context of your message is that you are still in disbelief that he sought a court's decision on his position, or at least his intending position. Well, I don't know if I can help you with the sorrows that you have to endure. Well, thank you very much for your message. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome.
Achike from First Stack.
Thank you very much for calling.
Joyce, like they say in Mortal Kombat, it has begun.
No.
So, let me make it clear from the angle of the young people.
Okay.
In Nigeria, for example, we are now in the season of Mortal Kombat, and the people who are supposed to be defending us, you have INEC, you have SERAP, you have Nigerian Bar Association.
Yeah.
What happened in Mortal Kombat? Where did the problem come from? Shao Kahn's father was an elder god. What did he happen? He interfered. The whole point of Mortal Kombat was like the elder god saw that if we leave this room to have an all-out war, Earth will not survive. Okay, let's make it one-on-one. Which is what this election is supposed to be. So for me, he has the right, yes.
As a CBN
he
governor?
He might have the right. He might have the right legally, but ethically, as soon as he picked that form, he should have resigned.
So now, and the interesting thing about the form has a story to its, it's evolution, you know. It's like farmers contributed money. Farmers who are defaulting.
Let me give you another angle. Do you know that this is also a security risk? Because these people kidnapping will not be like, so these farmers have up to 100 million. So think about it now. These same farmers complaining of insecurity. So they have this amount of money. It's a security risk to us.
Oh, good grief.
It's true. And even, I heard from the Uncle Borrowers program, like Sandra was saying, out of the amount they borrowed them, they only pay 25%. For me, we even have been more honorable for him to say, okay, I appreciate this form, but I need to be neutral. He submits it to somebody else of integrity.
Yeah,
that
his tweet suggested that he was neutral, and his neutrality was really just, he was banking on God. Which is something.
Joyce, I don't judge what people say. I judge what they do. This is the same man who said, no distractions, please. And yet he has a case in court. I can't listen to what he says again.
So it's now, actually, where should INEC have the materials? Should the materials be where? CBN, or should INEC move it?
At this rate, it's like, maybe they should fly to South Africa because that's where they get their election materials.
And then fly it in on the day of election.
Uh-huh. Because as it is now, at least 70% of Nigeria is under APC control. That's the gospel truth. And even secondly, if we even look at this thing, this is the same person during NSAS. He froze the account of NSAS protester. He froze the currency. But when you have people that are implicated for corruption, he's not in such a hurry. So even that one in NSAS even showed me something. It's not like he waited for what came out from the Justice Department. They just gave him an order, freeze this account. So for me, he's already playing for the other team.
And for that reason, INEC should move the papers. Or INEC should
move the paper. In fact, let's fly to South Africa. I hope we don't forget some of the materials like we did the last time, though.
You know there's no fuel in this country, right?
Joyce, Nigeria, the two biggest lies in Nigeria is, number one, the youths are the leaders of tomorrow. And number two, there is no money. Joyce, 100 million is candy for these people. There is money.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Can I draw a message on WhatsApp?
Yes, AA from Ojoy says, good afternoon, Joyce. Hi. Why is the APC as political party doing this to his followers? Most of us cannot raise our head up.
Where we are?
Where we are, yes. Look at Mr. Godwin Emefiele should be sacked for what he has done or happening to him for credibility.
All right. I think I can do one more message. Can I do one more message before break?
Yes, you can.
I can.
Kasiloga. I don't think you can.
I think I can.
Okay. It says, sack Emefiele, sack everyone, will avail nothing. Nigerians simply need to self-evaluate why we are cursed with bad leaders at all fronts.
I don't think we're cursed with bad leaders. I think that there is an element of bad in us. I think that we have allowed, or maybe we have denied the good and permitted the evil because of the benefits that the evil at some point afforded us. So what we are seeing today is a consequence of our own actions, quote unquote.
Said too many wicked people in positions, too many bloodletting, too much blood money in the system. This is what you get. Righteousness is derided, and your desires, and you desire posterity. How?
All right. Well, for a break, we'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. 29 minutes past 1 p.m. I have an update for you. You're on the sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. Channels is reporting that the president orders... the president has directed that all members of the Federal Executive Council running for elective offices to submit their letters of resignation on or before Monday, the 16th of May, 2022. This information you can use after the break. I will share with you this update and then have your opinion. Don't go anywhere.
This is Worthy of Note.
Thank you very much. The Sony side, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 1:30 on the clock. All right, my friends. Welcome. So I'm not sure what's wrong with my voice, but I'm with you in this one, believe me. All right. right, in the news, an update by Channel Television. President Muhammadu Buhari has directed that all members of the Federal Executive Council running for elective offices to submit their letters of resignation on or before Monday, the 16th of May, 2022. It pleases me to share with you whose name is on that list. Ears to the ground, your heart's open, your finger on that dial. Minister of Information and Culture Lai Mohammed disclosed this on Wednesday after the Federal Executive Council meeting. Those affected are Ministers of Justice and Attorney General of the Federation, Abubakar Malami, Transportation Minister Rotimi Amaechi. From the Niger Delta, we have Goswill Akpabio. Labor and Employment, we have Chris Ngige. Science, Technology and Innovation, Ogbonnaya Onu. Minister of State for Education, Emeka Nwajuba, and Emeka Nwajuba. Yep, and then who have all joined a presidential race on the platform of the APC are all expected to submit their resignation. So, hold on, there's actually more names here. Others include Minister of State Mines and Steel Uche Oga, who's running for the governorship position in Abia State, and the Minister of Women Affairs Pauline Tollen, who declared her ambition to contest for the senatorial seat in Plateau State. Mr. Mohammed also stressed that this mandate excludes the Vice President, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, because he is an elected member of the cabinet. He affirmed that any amendments to the list would certainly be communicated to the public accordingly. All right, somebody's name whom you might have expected is not there. All right, so our topic therefore continues. It would appear that 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I do not know that you are, I don't know, disappointed. I do not know your expectations. And one way to find out is, let's talk. How are you?
I must complete my speech, your joy.
Okay. Good afternoon. Real quick, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I can see it calling back.
Okay.
Yeah, as I said already, I think you just said it all now. That is why most of the times when we are telling the president, I will keep quiet. He might be slow in taking action, but this action that you took this afternoon, I think it's a good one.
Okay, so that would also mean that you're satisfied with the Mayfield not being on the list then?
No, I'm coming to that. You know, we bastardized the foundation of Nigeria's joy. That's why you asked me before, are we weak? I say yes. You understand? Not that we don't know what we are doing. We are intelligent people. But the problem, Joy, that they will take us as an ego that will take snake from ground to the air. Because you know that the snake will not have power on the air. And you do everything you want to do with the snake on the air. That's what Nigeria is. That's what the politicians are doing to the Nigerians.
All right.
We are not intelligent, Joy.
So where are we with all of this now? You go to bed with your eyes closed.
I knew. If I were to say, give or take, Emefiele is being appointed by the president, I think. So the best option, because you can't put the treasure of Nigeria on his hand and also the future of Nigeria on his hand at the same time. And it's learning for the same... you can't be a governor of a central bank and become a president of Nigeria at the same time.
So you're waiting for the you're waiting for the president, or at least you expect the president to enlist his name.
The whole weapon is on his hand, Joy. One guy mentioned about an NHL chairman. You can't be an NHL chairman. I wanted to be a president. What do you expect for people?
All right.
You can do anything to maneuver the whole process.
But he's not running for office. Can't we assume that he is without sin?
you know, Joy, by their fruit, we shall know them.
All
right,
then.
Let me tell you the truth. Okay.
Thank you. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
Okay, this is Joy calling back.
Thank you.
Okay, Joyce, the issue here is that the CBN governor, that office, okay, is one that you need to be independent from every form of politicking. Of any sort. You're not supposed to be partisan because it's an institution. And there are some kind of things that there are some decisions you need to take that you don't even need to, you know, look at the body language of the president or what this party is saying or that. So you can be able to make a right judgment because it has to do with economy. So that some of the figures we're bringing out will not be, you know, doctored. So that when they say bring out money, you will not start looking at the face of the president to say, okay, let me actually bring out this money. You will take decision based on facts and figures,
so,
based on the office you're holding, without being biased.
So Emefiele is not going to be biased. Can we assume, despite proof?
The proof is that he
has identified with the APC. He is no longer a political.
He has identified.
But can we assume that he can be impartial?
It's not possible, Joyce.
All right.
That is why we have standards. And that is why we have rules. Because human beings are bound to change. And what made you think that this person wouldn't even change as time goes on? And that is why you don't need to, you know, do things that will make you, you know, start to, you know, look here and there and, you know, try to please one or one person.
All right.
Because, you know, the monetary policies of Nigeria, if you check, our economy has been having issues.
All right.
Even the interest rate has been low since this man came in. So what is actually going on? That's why they say you do not need to be partisan. Nobody says you don't have ambition or whatsoever. If you want to, if you're ambitious, resign. Even the president saying that this people should resign now, they shouldn't even tell them to do so. It is something you're supposed to know, you're supposed to do. Mm. That you resign. Then
but his name isn't on the list. It would appear that the president has trust in him to not sway any way.
Okay, but you know his case is still in court, I guess.
Yeah.
Or if they have actually ruled that out, so they are trying to test what the court is going to say. But for me, it's not just that he's going for any political office, it's that he's a card-carrying member of the party.
All right. Hello. Sorry, did I lose you? I guess I did. Thank you for calling Nigeria Info. Sorry I lost you. If you make it back, that'll be great. How are you doing? Good to have you here. Hello? Can you hear us? I guess you're not home. You're going to have to try again then. Nigeria Info, how are you? So I've given you some I shared with you a particular update. I'm not sure how you feel about that, but I'll find out. Hello, can you hear me? I'm sorry I cannot hear you. You'll have to call back. Nigeria Info. Hello?
Good afternoon
to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Thank you.
You have to speak up for us. What's your name? I can hear you, but speak up. What's your name?
This is Linda.
Thank you for calling, Linda. Go ahead. Hello? Sorry, I lost you, Linda. Hopefully you make it back. WhatsApp, who's there?
Dayo from Fagba. He says, good afternoon, Joyce. A country that has the most traveled president, most high service. As for the CBN governor, he came in political and reappointing him was another disaster. Check our economy from 2015 till now. Their policies and actions created high inflation. He did birthday bash in Jamaica. He still wants to be president.
No, he's no longer, I don't think he'll be running. He cannot run for president while he's a CBN governor. So would that change? I mean, so what's your point? Is it that the currency is low? So I don't know. You're leaving gaps for me to fill up.
Sir Ken, he says, the sensitive INEC materials warehoused in CBN vault became invalidated the moment Godwin Emefiele became a registered party member. Even if he decides now not to run for office, he is no longer fit for CBN governor.
Rather straightforward. Thank you very much, Ken. I do appreciate Nigeria Info, the sunny side. I'm asking you, is it possible that we can adjudge him to be fair? Despite the fact that now there's proof that he is no longer apolitical. Hi, how are you? Can you hear us? Hello? Look, I'm sorry. Not sure why. Hi. Good afternoon to you, the sunny side. The volume of your radio set?
Hello, good afternoon.
Turn up the volume of your radio set, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. I lost you. So I did give you an update, and I'm telling, or at least I'm reporting, according to channels, that the president is asking, you know, anyone who's still in office running for president to resign, and he wants their resignation letters at least by 16th of May. But someone I think you were expecting is not on that list. Hi, how are you?
How are you?
The volume of your radio set.
Hello, good afternoon, guys.
Welcome. What's your name?
I'm Chidema calling from Isolo.
Thank you.
Yeah. Concerning Emefiele, whether his name is on the list or not, for the fact that he has this quest of leaving his position as a CBN governor.
No, he's not leaving. No, he's not leaving. He doesn't want to leave.
Yes, for the fact that he has this quest of going for president, involving himself in politics.
Yeah.
My dear, our electoral material is not safe with him.
Can't you just trust him? Can't you just trust him? Like, you know.
No. Remember what happened with Jega 2015.
Okay.
So there is no way those material is safe there. Whether he's contesting or not, that material is not safe. So long he's involved with APC.
That means you're advising INEC to move the materials. So what's
yes.
the, move
yes,
the materials or move safe. The guy?
They should move it from his position.
Okay.
It's not supposed to be with him.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. So INEC is considering, I mean, given every available information, they're thinking that they might move materials. And so here we have a contention. It is a sensitivity of the CBN governor's position, a sensitivity of INEC materials, and the fact that one or the other should not be corrupt because they are deciding factors in this nation. But it would appear that we've had the opportunity to see an outplay on the side of the CBN governor. He thinks he can lead this country, and rightly so. But as a CBN governor, he has to, for the moment that he is, for the period he's a governor, not exercise that right. Well, he's not allowed by law too. And now that you understand what's happening, plus the update I shared with you, you want to give me your final thoughts on this one. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hi, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
This is Remy.
Welcome, Remy.
How are you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. Go ahead.
The certain thing about this whole thing is why people are shocked.
Oh.
Yeah. An administration that is known for abuse of office from inception.
Yeah.
We want to expect the worst from them. We've been talking about Malami since last year. The Minister of Justice, who has been partisan from day one, Buhari did nothing. He said nothing. So Emefiele doing his own too shouldn't be a thing of surprise to anybody.
Okay.
Lai Mohammed as well too. On several occasions, the Ministry of Information is being used to promote their party's stuff on several occasions. So this administration is known for desecrating every institution from inception. So it's nothing.
So are you saying, as a Nigerian, you do not validate the faith that the president has in the CBN governor? You think there's nothing there that says that Nigeria?
He's only bringing to the gallery. I'm not shocked. I'm even shocked that people are shocked.
Okay. Well.
Yes. Because
okay.
We were only this country when Buhari ordered the IG during his first time to go to Benue during the Agatu massacre.
Okay, you have to help us here. This INEC material thing, I want you to help us here. INEC, well, they're considering moving the materials. Some people are saying, don't move the materials. It's the man who has to move. This is a nation founded on institutions, rules, and regulations. So, okay.
Even INEC, do you know INEC tweeted about the INEC chair refuting the claim that he was running for presidential seat sometime last week?
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you know that is even embarrassing? What is INEC's concern? Why can't the man himself speak for himself? Why INEC? You don't get. It's embarrassing that an institution is refuting a claim on behalf of the... Why can't the child himself speak for himself?
Well,
why the institution?
Well, if you're going to compare that to everything else that has happened, that is far less embarrassing.
I'm just telling you it's embarrassing too.
Yeah, I understand.
It's like CBN coming out to tell us Emefiele is not buying, and it's just like the same thing. What is the institution business with the individual?
Well, okay. I do. They should have ignored it because as an institution, they said
we
should operate.
That's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
We've been complaining about Malami resigned. Why did I see? We never heard of Nigeria complaining about Malami, Minister of Justice, before he got to Emefiele. Now he's telling us he has given order
after we've been complaining for almost a year that these people, you should have asked them to resign. You should have sacked them. They are disobeying the law they swore to uphold. But it always acts ignorant as if he is not aware of what is happening until everything becomes bad.
Maybe ignorance is not the word. I think your import, you mean unaware?
That is what, you know, they always tend to portray, like, he's kind of disconnected from what is happening.
Exactly.
But he's being paid from this municipal allowance.
But you also understand that he put them there for them to be an extension of him.
Bradley has no excuse not to tell us he's not aware of what is happening under his administration.
No, I get that. But, you know, it's also, you also have to consider the fact that he can't be everywhere at the same time, monitoring everything. Joyce, I mean, he put these people there.
If you mess up on this show, you can easily be sacked by your boss, right?
Yeah.
The excuse is that your boss doesn't. There are mechanisms that checkmate you guys, isn't it? So there's no excuse. No, you can't don't make excuses for him.
No, don't but you make. See, you see, I might do something and my boss might not be aware, and someone will bring it to his attention.
Someone will bring it.
Yeah. So I'm also trying to, in the same vein, say that the president might not be aware of everything happening at the same time, and so someone has to bring it to his attention.
But I believe you read the newspaper every day because he's getting the allowance.
Yo, who? Nigerian News every day? That guy?
Maybe he gets newspaper allowance.
He shouldn't be reading Nigerian News.
Why should he be reading?
Well, because
Al Jazeera.
Okay, I think I get your point.
What country is he leading?
I mean, plus for the sake of the newspaper allowance, we have to justify the fact.
Buhari has no excuse. He's been paid for his job,
right,
so
you
don't
right.
make excuses for him.
No, I'm not making excuses. I wanted us to consider the other possibilities.
As you are now, you are probably playing a role based on the what is it called, NBC code, right?
Yeah, but here is different. So
mechanisms.
Yeah, but
I'm saying
there
are mechanisms that checkmate you guys.
This is not politics. That is politics. So the rules differ. The manipulations differ. The tactics, the gimmicks differ.
Why do we have institutions?
Well, there you have it. So I was thinking you would uphold, I was thinking you were going to hold them, hold the institutional leaders accountable first.
The example I gave, he gave another to an IG. And the IG never went to where he asked him to.
Yeah.
Until 3 months later. Then who are you going to blame for that?
Yeah.
Me or you?
No.
Or Buhari himself?
Yeah, I get that. All right. Look, so you are not giving me an answer.
You said, hey, what was his question?
Can you
again?
Imagine?
Sorry.
You just called to just go off tangent. INEC papers, where do they go? Do they move, or should Emefiele do us all the honors and say, yeah, since you guys think
I have lost interest in this administration.
You're
even
perpetually
if Emefiele leaves that place, it's still the same sort of people within this administration. So if he leaves there, another person who will do the bidding of the president will get there. So what difference does that make?
You're the second caller saying that even if we let Emefiele, or if Emefiele decides to honor us and leave, that it's still the same thing. The next person is going to do the same thing.
Buhari has allowed this
all right.
to happen under the administration, so he should be blamed for everything.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Ooh, wow. The sunny side.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Your line is not as good as it can be.
What about now?
Okay, go ahead. What's your name?
Kisilopoye.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Let me say something. There was a country, Miss Nigeria, today. That's what I say. Anyhow, anytime I think of Nigeria, I always say there was a country. You know what? Mm. Even Buhari shouldn't have spent 4 years if Nigeria was serious in this dispensation. If National Assembly, those people, he would have been impeached.
All right. Okay.
Before now.
So, where do we keep this INEC papers? Because I have to work with time.
Okay, good. Back to this one. Any.
I'm with you.
Like, and if they like to keep it inside the ground, anybody that is in charge is going to do the bidding of the ruling party.
So you say that we're so corrupt that there is nothing we can do to redeem ourselves?
There is nothing.
All right.
What we can do is when we vote, by God's grace, next year. That is if I'm still in Nigeria.
Oh, you're making plans to leave?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, that's the difference here. When Nigerians vote,
everyone should be there. We should do mistake. Counting all those, you know, when all they right. monitor it,
yeah.
we should monitor it. That is when we can conquer these people. But when we are scared, if we cannot monitor it,
all right.
forget it.
I'll remind you when you. Next you tell me you're leaving this country.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you for calling them. WhatsApp, who's there?
Daniel from Igondo. He says, good afternoon, Joyce. They created the law and they broke it. Now they need us all because they want to climb up more. When he came, he cancelled health tourism for government, but he was the first to break it. Now CBN governor did the same. What do you think? These people have failed us. God have mercy and save Nigeria.
Yeah, someone is saying that, Joyce, to be honest with you, the topic is so offending that it seems as though when things fall apart, we have to create conversations to help us rationalize it. I think you put that rightly. The sunny side. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
It's me again, Emeka.
Okay. Okay.
I want to comment on the development.
Sure, please.
Directive that all the members of the council should submit their resignation letter on or before the 16th.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
Oh.
Is that the directive? The names are the real guys. Let us see how it's going to happen.
Oh.
You will be shocked to see or hear a counter directive. The antecedents of this administration leaves me in doubt of every seemingly good or well-intended directive.
Oh, you don't even trust this directive update?
I don't believe Let's see how it's going to happen now, my sister. You're in this country.
16th, right?
Let's
what's today? 11th? Okay.
Hello?
No, I was just trying to establish the date so that we can revisit it.
Yes, because the directive has been given.
Yeah.
Let's see how many of them will tender their resignation letter on or before that 16th.
Let's try that.
It's unfortunate.
Just hold your breath. It might just work out. They might all disappoint you. You'll be shocked that things work. On the sunny side, Nigeria Info, how are you? Hello? Can you hear me? I apologize. Honestly, quite a number of callers today. I'm not sure why I cannot hear you. I hope that this... Maybe it's the network in your neighborhood. The sunny side, who's there?
Chris listening from Ghana. He says, Joyce... You see the APC
masterstrokes.
The presidency allows all members of cabinet purchase forms, thereby swelling the treasury of the new APC leadership.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Now, entry closes today.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, and he orders them to resign after having paid 100 million. Let's watch and see how many people will resign.
No. Excuse me. Nobody forced anybody to pay 100 million. First of all, you should have calculated the economic implications of being a governor or president, whatever, before you go pay the fees. So if for any reason, you know, they know how this thing works. Nobody's bothered about the 100 million naira cost. You shouldn't extend your emotions that far. Look, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Don't go anywhere. My name is Joyce.
This is Worthy of Notes.
I'm pleased, to be honest. Hello. The sunny side. Look, I'm sorry. Hey, Nigeria Info, how are you? Can you hear us? Okay, I'm going to have to go to WhatsApp, do them the honors. Who is on WhatsApp?
Okpeke Inde from Ijegun says, what a country. When Emefiele assumed office, dollars was 160, but now it's 580 per dollar.
Yeah.
And you want to be the president. What a joke. The coast is getting clearer and the only outstanding candidate is the AFDB additional. The rest are supposed to be in prison in a saint environment. But now I strongly believe in Fashola's presidency if he also picks up the form. What are the requirements being a delegate?
Let's see. Well, the form closes today.
And tomorrow.
Someone told me Ambode was going to pick a form, and I've been waiting to see that. Right now, I've lost count. The last time I checked, 27 aspirants had picked up the APC form. Now, God alone knows how many, because I practically just lost track. Maybe I got my eyes crossed from looking too hard. I've gotten like maybe 10 people say to me, when am I picking a form? My money's like 99 million. Like an extra million for that. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
You'll be my final caller real quick.
Yeah, hear somebody say we should Fashola PK form.
Well, he would hope that Fashola, you know, runs for presidency. And what?
From Fashola call. For this instruction
the president
gave.
Yeah.
You know, everything has been open now. So no hiding place for them.
Let's see what happens.
They're going
16th.
To resign.
Let's
I want to that. Tell my brother, Emeka from Satellite,
yeah,
that we should have some little trust on them.
Yeah.
You get my point? So I'm quite sure they will do that thing the president asked them to do.
All right.
Thank you, Joyce.
All right. Has extended the bind of forms. APC has extended the bind of forms. Oh. Nah, this is a series, man. Oh, for real? Okay, Lagos, Nigeria. I am told by a very, very, very reliable source that this continues. We're off on a break. APC continues. We'll be right back. The sunny side. Okay, so I have it on good authority that the deadline for the sale of forms, not today any longer, it would be tomorrow. Yeah. And remember, Nigeria Info will, you know, update you if it moves from tomorrow into the day after tomorrow. But for today, the form or sale of forms, APC forms, will continue until tomorrow. Ooh, the sunny side. How much is your vote worth? So let me quickly introduce to you what I would believe would be a conviction of some sort. I think that I like to say to you that you shouldn't sell your forms. And I think, well, no, pardon me, sell your vote. And I think you understand the implication of that statement. But at the same time, while thinking about it, I realized that I couldn't quite, without considering the underbellies of human reality, say to everyone, do not sell your vote. I think because some people will sell it not because they want to, but because they have been forced to. So there is something that happens to the human spirit. Sometimes when the human spirit is broken, a person can do something that they would not normally do if they were of sound mind and judgment. And you would agree with me, and it's all right if you disagree, that on average, some Nigerians have had their spirit broken. So broken it has affected their moral standards. It has affected their reality. It has redefined their reality. So it hasn't only affected their reality, but also redefined reality. And you can see that play out every time on the sunny side where we get to talk to each other. And sometimes we have this clash of realities, basically. And I think that I want to entertain the conversation, which really, I don't want to tell you what it's done for me. Or done to me, actually. But I really would love to entertain the conversation. I want to entertain the possibility that you might be, at this point, I wouldn't even say seduced. Because, you know, when a man has been demoralized, and so, for example, a person has to take care of themselves, they have to feed their children, they have to pay their rent, and someone comes with a dirty deal, like it would take a man who has resolved death to say, I will not touch dirty, I'd rather die. But you see, a person who's still cling to hope would hold on to any kind of thing that comes his way. Maybe not everyone, but some people are that way. So for the sake of conversation, we're going to entertain the possibility that you might want to sell your vote. Now, this is a difficult conversation to have, but I'm thinking I will have the conversation, then I'll ask you how much it is worth. So 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. You're on the sunny side, and my name is Joyce. Welcome. How are you today? It's good to have you here. Good afternoon. Hello. Can you hear me? Hello? Doesn't quite appear that you can hear me. I'm hoping you get a call back. So, Someone asked me to have this conversation. He thought that I would be surprised. And that was also because he said to me, some Nigerians are having a very difficult reality. And I said, I thought about that. But let's find out what your vote is worth. Because if you're going to sell it, I'm hoping that you would at least sell it for something worth something. Hello, Nigeria Info. Look, I'm not sure what's wrong with the connection, but please try again. Hi, the Sunny Side. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm lucky today.
You're a banky student? What did you say?
Where do I start from?
What's your name?
I'm Michael.
Welcome, Michael. So, how much is your vote worth? Will you be selling your vote? That's a good place to begin.
No.
No?
My vote is worth my life.
Oh, beautiful then. So you're not selling?
I'll take a bullet for my vote.
Oh, sounds like a Nigerian ready to stand by Nigeria. Fantastic.
Believe you.
Yeah. And that's a good thing to hear, really. We don't hear that a lot these days. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
I want to give you a point.
You want to do what?
Just two points for the last issue we talked about.
Okay.
Emefiele. Emefiele is the central bank manager. Do you know what it's called means?
What do you mean?
The printing press.
Okay.
Nigerian printing press.
Yeah.
They print security documents.
Yeah.
For Nigeria. Under CBN control.
Okay.
Now, recently, there were lists of people sponsoring Boko Haram internationally revealed to the CBN.
All right, pardon me. I think this is going to take too long a time. And, you know, I'm already in a different conversation. So if you don't mind, please.
Well, I've been trying for over 2 hours.
Look, you have to forgive me. I really try to accommodate as many people as possible.
Well, thank you.
I try.
I will not sell my vote.
Thank you.
I'll die for my vote.
Thank you very much. Look, thanks to all the callers who call Nigeria Info, particularly callers who call the Sunny Side. I see the phone lines. I know that you are there. And thank you. And I sincerely do apologize when you don't get through. Hi, the Sunny Side, how are you doing? What's your name?
Hello.
Good afternoon, lady. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon. This is Joy. Good again.
Okay, good.
You said this selling of votes you're talking about.
Yeah.
Most of us are calling. I don't think any of us would like to sell our votes. Where the major issue is those people outside there who are under the sun, suffering, pushing trucks, you know, jumping
buses.
That's
not true. Some callers will like to sell their votes for something.
I doubt it. I'm telling you, I doubt it.
I'm not even that optimistic.
What we have the issues are all this. You see these arguments out there. All these boys you see hanging, they don't have homeless people, all those market women, they don't even listen to radio. These are the ones that will sell their votes. And that is where we need to take this crusade to.
Right.
Anybody that needs to, that wants to do it, that is where the major issues is.
So you're not selling your vote?
Major stations, I don't think myself will sell my vote because I have my PVP.
All right.
I will sell my vote.
All right.
So it is people I see out there that are actually the ones that are the major people. And these are the ones that actually go out there to actually go to vote. Most of us are calling, some people are calling. That day they say, I beg go. I know one will allow. They are fighting there. I don't think I will come
and
risk my life and go. But those ones, you see them, they want to go. I think I'll get 5K. I will have 2K in my pocket. So that's the way the problem is.
Well, thank you.
I think crusade will be taken to them.
All right.
Go to bus stop and do town crying.
I'm beginning here. Them. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Okay. Good afternoon,
Good afternoon to you, lady. Welcome. Tell us your name.
This is Pastor Esther.
All right. Go ahead.
My vote is worth the life of that person that wants to tempt me.
Oh.
Yes. I will never sell my vote. And let me tell you again, Joyce. These people you think are low-class people, some of them have integrity.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of them now.
Yeah.
They will not sell their votes. So many people, they are ready for that 2023.
God help.
You will not believe, even somebody selling pure water on the road has told me he will never sell his votes.
Oh, good.
I'm telling
him.
You, people
Sounds
have
good.
Integrity nowadays.
Fantastic.
Who wants to suffer? Nobody wants to suffer again.
Yeah.
My vote is worth the life of that person that wants to tempt me.
Well, that's a good way to value something. Thank you very much for calling. Nigeria Info, look, that's a very good way to value your vote. Hello, the Sunny Side. What's your name? I lost you. If you make it back, the sun is out. You're on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name? Lost you. Make it back. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How much to vote worth?
Mr. George, long time.
My brother, I'm here. Back.
This is Obi calling from Ikeja.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
George, somebody said the other day about the grassroots. You were asking how, you know. Let me tell you how this thing works. I've been in politics for a long time.
Let's hear it.
If I'm a senior party member,
yeah.
For example, you give me 100 million naira to deliver you. I'm from Ihetu, Momolongo, in Imo State.
Okay.
You give me to deliver you. So what I have my full soldier, one full soldier, two full soldier, three full soldier to the left. When this money comes, I will move the money to my full soldiers under me to the last, three close to the last person. When this money is shared, you will see that nobody will escape getting this money. Because those people under me in my village, they know me. I'm like a lord. When I bring money to share, they will not refuse. That is what happens.
Oh, so it's like identity politics of some sort. Like they're.
Thank you very much. As you address now, if you go to Omaha, where you are from, you are popular. They drop 100 million naira for you. It's left for you now to begin to call your boys that are known in the community. They will start distributing money. They know everybody. You automatically, people will not reject.
Oh, so is there? Can we fight that? That's difficult to fight, honestly.
Very difficult. Very, very difficult.
That's very difficult to fight. Very difficult
very
to fight.
Difficult.
Because if you're always greeting, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, look. Wow, I thoroughly do appreciate that commentary. So you can imagine if you're always saying good morning to Mr. Obin. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Ah, good morning, sir. How are you? How's the family? You know your usual pleasantries in the morning. And then one day he calls you and says, I think you should come to the compound in the evening. And you say, okay, sir, I'll be there. And then you go there. And he says, this is a 1 million naira, you know. You know we're trying to make this community better. You know we're trying to make the government better. So this is your share. Just take it. I want you to vote for this guy. We've tested him. He's trusted. Yeah? We're just trying to mobilize people, get them to understand that democracy is for all, and this can be the dividend of democracy. So you just hold your own, and, you know, when you go out there to preach the gospel, wow. The sunny side. Oh, really? Oh, goodness. That's something. Hi, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon. Oh,
good afternoon to you.
My name is Kentara. I'm calling from Ketu Ekpe.
Thank you very much. Oh, wow.
This time we are living, most of them know all of us because we are business people here. Most of them come to shop line by line. If they ask me, bros, would the social party? I say, yes, I belong to them. If now, anything where they get, I collect them. Any party will come, I collect them. All of them have money. I don't reject anyone because I'm in the same market.
Okay.
If I say, I don't collect this one, I don't go buy market for my hand. Any person will come, I collect them. In our money.
So
because
who
all of them?
Okay, so who do you vote for eventually if you take the money? And how much have you taken so far?
I'm not talking about anything they bring come.
Yeah.
If this is pure water, I will take it. Because I will not vote if I will not vote for anyone, but I will not say I will not take this one, I will take this one. I'm a businessman. If I say I will not take this one, I take this one. But that will not come to my shop and buy market.
Oh.
It's my shop I'm eating, it's not out those parties. Anyone that come, I will take it. This is a biscuit, I will take it.
Okay.
To clear my conscience.
Wow. I don't even know if I'm ready for this. The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
Alex.
Welcome, Alex. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. Real quick.
Now I'm looking for 4 more people to convince.
To do what?
To sell our vote.
You want to sell your vote, and how much is it worth?
Mine already.
Yeah.
What's 100 p.m.?
What's 100 p.m.?
You might not understand, but who knows? We know. If I get more for now, making 500 p.m.
What's p.m.?
If I load my p.m., I will be in the next election. Not even 4 years' time, 1 year time. I'll be among the people who will bring out money and sponsor those popular guys that you guys already know. You don't know the game. Politics now is about people who are on the street. When you make that money, then flush it into the politics thing.
All right.
And nobody will ask you anything.
That is what is on board now.
Okay. All right. Look, thank you very much. I do promise you that this conversation is going to make a comeback. Unfortunately, I have to segue for a recorded program, or an interview, rather. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. It's 15 minutes past 2 p.m. on the clock. I promise you, this topic will come back. We're Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere.
This is Worthy of Notes.